következő műsor megtekintése 12 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
Just like distant thunder, my conscience is rolling in the back of my head. But your lips, they keep riding on in the darkness. A gun's on the floor near the makeup and clothes that we share. We both tread our own path, but the grass is worn out all potted ways. Say, I used to think I rode with the devil, but I'm left on my own. Even he hasn't shown up these days. Demons and angels. Whispered, I ain't got no heart into the room. She said, I'll make you smile again. Made an airplane out of some pretty words put in a spoon. He said, I'll never see again. My eyes are sort of twisted inwards, deep into my throat. She said, don't worry, babe, I love no jail. My love no, my pretty self. She lay down on his robe. Oh, she lay down on his robe. Said, how do you know? Maybe you will. Said, how do you know?
Travel around a lot when you're a musician, and yesterday I was in Poland, and it got me thinking. My grandfather was from Poland, and I loved him. He was a very special man, and he died about 5 years ago. And it got me thinking. I got this kind of melancholic. If you didn't notice, I'm a pretty melancholic person, and it just got me thinking about life and death and stuff. And I remember the last year of his life, he was still in a good mental and physical state. And I used to go and visit him in his house, but he wouldn't talk too much that last year. Every time I would come to visit, he would just hold my hand and he would look at my palm, and he would just stare at it for like an hour, and then I'd go home. And I asked my mom, she's his daughter, I asked her, what the fuck is that about? You know, and she told me that we have exactly the same hands. And I thought about this old, beautiful person looking at my hands into his past and reminiscing about whatever it is he's reminiscing about. And I thought how beautiful and pathetic it is at the same time, how we perceive time, how we, as human beings, try to grasp it in some way. I mean, we take these flagpoles and we put them up every occasion. You know, it's Christmas, it's Hanukkah, it's a birthday, it's another year has passed. We try to make some sense and order to it all. We try to find a cyclical, circular motion to it. All the time, there's this kind of linear line from your... I'm sorry, I'm depressing. But from your birth to your death. And I mean, it's a known story. It's just what you do in between those two points. And the fact that we're all running away from that question, and we all find these things to grasp on, and nationalities and religions and isms and love and, I don't know, to preoccupy ourselves with the fact that we're all mortal. I think that's, again, that's the most pathetic and also beautiful thing I can think of. And it just gets me writing, I guess, from time to time.
Summer sun is setting, and the grass is turning gold. Another season's changing, and I'm just getting old. The autumn leaves are raining, and this is Paddle's town before. There's another season's fading. I am just getting on. Winter frost is biting, even the trees outside fall. There's another season ending, and I'm just getting on. The seas of spring are spreading, without no man can hold. Another season's changing. Left behind. was left behind.
I was That was the first song I recorded for the new album that's just coming out in Europe, and and it's the first album I did by myself completely without my group called the Mojos, and it was a strange experience doing things alone. I mean, for one, it gives you freedom to do whatever you want, but then again, you don't have anything to lean on. You don't have any perspective to see if it's worth anything. You just record it and hope that it's good. But it became a very personal album, and I was writing it, and it was on this kind of, every time I go to write, I go to this, it sounds weird, but I go to this deserted island in the Pacific. It's not a metaphor, I literally go to this island, and I sit by the beach there, and I write songs. That's the way I wrote the last three albums. And the last song I wrote for the album is this next song, and it's still a depressing song, but I think it's, in a way, my first optimistic song. So I'm hoping, it's the last song I wrote, so I'm hoping the next album is just cheerfulness, you know, it's going to be like samba music, like dun, 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 dun. Like something like that, maybe. I don't know, but we'll have to wait and see. But until then, this is as optimistic as I get. You know?
Now to town.
Anyway, so up until 6 years ago, I was still an animator. I was doing animation. And I didn't think I'm going to be a musician. I didn't really want to be a musician. I'm not sure why I'm a musician. No, I'm sure why I'm a musician, and I'm going to explain. So 6 years ago, I was still living in a small apartment in Tel Aviv doing animation, and I was working in a studio, and that was all my life. I mean, I worked, I studied film, and then I studied animation, and that's what I wanted to do. And I had a girlfriend for 6 years. We were living together for about 3 or 4 years, and we everything was kind of according to this beautiful, picturesque life. And it was bullshit because obviously it fell apart. I wish I could say it happened in this, catharsis kind of collapse with one moment just being, this betrayal and me crying on the floor, but it wasn't. It was much sadder. It was this slow decay, and I could see it, and it's like somebody, like watching someone drown, but it's yourself in a relationship, and you're looking from the side, and you can't do anything. You see this gap. It's like, it happens slowly. It's like the tectonic plates are pushing these two continents, and slowly but surely, you suddenly have Africa there and Asia there, and it's like, now I have to pass through the Middle East. Who wants to do that? No, but we were growing apart, and I fell out of love from that girl, and I fell out of love from my profession, and I fell out of love from the city I was living in, and everything kind of slowly decayed, and I found this guitar, well, not this one specifically, but a guitar, and I could just say this guitar. I found this guitar. It's going through a lot with me, I call her Daisy. No, it wasn't this guitar. It was just a guitar. It was actually a really ugly guitar because I got it when I was about 14 years old, and I asked my mom. I watched a Metallica concert in Israel, and I asked my mom for a set of drums because I wanted to be Lars Ulrich. And she bought me an electric guitar because then you can turn down the volume. And that's what I had. This ugly RGX Yamaha black, with spikes. And I had that, and I started writing ballads on that stupid guitar. But it helped me, and I found it was almost like a Freudian psychotherapy. Once I heard myself vocalize these feelings, for some reason it was better. Or at least made me understand these feelings. And I would be in my small room in the studio, and I was writing these songs and singing them. And my girlfriend was still there, and she'd be watching TV or something, Lost or, I don't know, something stupid. And if the producers of Lost are watching, don't sue me. Some of the chapters might be okay, I don't know. But anyway, she would just, shout, like, Asaf, shut the fuck up, close the door. And it hurt me because I was singing these songs for us to understand. I wanted her to hear my pain, and I would close the door, and it just made me sing louder because now there was a door and a wall between us. And this was a constant fight. She would put up the volume, and I would sing louder. And, bitch. But, now she's married now, and she's fat. I hope. I don't know. She's really, it wasn't her fault. But, it's not the point. The point is that I think that became why I sang loud. And, why I scream and cry through my music. I just want somebody to understand it, including myself. And this is the first song I wrote through that door and that wall.
I don't know what you want from me. Say, I don't know, honey, I don't know. Don't know what you want from me. Hey. Oh, brother, please, oh, brother, please, oh, honey, please, don't go out on me, go. Oh, brother, please, oh, honey, please, oh, brother, please, don't go out on me. Hey. All you gotta do, honey, is go out the door, just leave some honey from my town. All you gotta do is listen to this tune and bleed yourself asleep. Don't just bleed it, that is the end. Say, I don't know, no, honey, I don't know. I don't know what you want from me. But I better bleed.
Mikey Bashiri.
This is Mikey. Hi, Mikey. Help me with some serious tambourine movement, you know? We
be hanging around my bed. I said, I got me a hang woman. She be hanging around my bed. Well, I don't know, but I'm pretty sure she wants me dead. Some good things, but you're doing some bad things too. Everybody has his ups and his downs, and I'll be conversing, 'cause I got beef with you. I wanna know, I said, I wanna know why you made it so. You made it so that not even you, Lord, can stop a man, can stop a man. And it doesn't matter which man, it doesn't matter which man, and a man, it doesn't matter which man. And I know some of the girls and the women, they be saying, not my man. And I be saying, yeah, your man too. And they be saying, no, son, say it ain't so, not my man. I was saying, sorry, girl, I didn't make the rules, I just see what I call. You know, I call what I see, that's what I mean. I'm a bit drunk, but never mind. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, nobody can stop a man from lying. But even sadder and even more unstoppable is the fact that you cannot stop a little girl. It's just a little girl. She's that small. You can put her in your pocket. Oh, hey, everybody, this is my girl. She, yeah, she's so small. And I don't know what the laws are here, you know what I mean? But I just want to make sure that everybody understands that when I say little, I mean not age. Not age little. It's important because, you know, you should know. And so I don't mean little. I mean kind of petite, you know, like Mikey, kind of like over. Because yesterday I said well over, and I got anyway. Anyway, you cannot stop a little girl from time. Because I ask for pianos in my shows because I can't obviously bring a piano with me, and but I don't really know how to play a piano, and so I expect somebody to bring just a cheap one, you know, but they brought a Steinway. It's so over my capabilities. It's really kind of weird. I'm sorry. They put a little camera here. They're taking like, they have like 70 million cameras today in a small room. I don't even have a clue who's filming it and why. But, fuck it, I don't care. Although this is not my best side. I mean, I don't care that you see it, but the camera, no. It's much closer.
His heart is snakes and ladders, drowned by
sits at home conversing with the bookshelves and the fish. He has a loaded shotgun, shooting stars for him to wish. He has a flask of whiskey, but his tongue is stained with wine. He stares at the sky at midnight, shouting for the sun to shine. Everybody loves him. Everybody did. Everybody knew him, except the things he hid.
Tell you something about myself. I don't, but I wanna. And I know this is the part where somebody's whispering to somebody, why is he talking so much? Why can't he just sing? I paid a lot of money to see him sing. Anyways, so I'm gonna talk anyway because it's important. Stories behind songs are important. I don't read the Bible often. I'm not a religious person at all. But I do read it as a literature piece. I mean, it's a good book. It just has amazing characters and metaphors, and I just like to read it. And I was surprised because a lot of the times you remember things as a kid when you heard it, the story for the first time, or when you're kindergarten, whatever. He told you the story of, you know, the story of Noah and the Ark? Yeah. The Bible? It's a good book. Yeah. Very famous. You should read it. Noah and the Ark, you know, he takes two of each animals, puts them in the ship, and it's raining, and everybody dies. And then there's this beautiful part, the famous part, where Noah, he's an old man with a white beard, you know, and he opens the hatch, the little window of the ship, and he takes this white dove, and his hands are shaking because he's old, and he releases it to the kind of grayish sky. He doesn't know if it's really stopped raining, and the bird flies, and it comes back with an olive branch. And Noah knows that from now on it's a sign from God, and the rain subsided and he can go and fertilize the earth and everything is going to be great and beautiful and everybody lives happily ever after. But I guess that's... We know how the world is today. I mean, and we are all his ancestors. And I think I found out a little hint as to why we are the way we are. I think it's all in our ancestry. I think it started from Noah himself. Because when I read the book just a couple of years ago, or a year ago, I guess, I read the story of Noah and I was surprised. But there's a sentence just before he sends the white dove, he sends a black raven. and he releases the black raven. And I never read it in Hungarian, and I never read it in English. I read it in Hebrew. And in Hebrew, the text is kind of ambivalent. You don't really understand if the raven came back or not. But what you do understand is just a sentence later, Noah gives the job to the white dove. And I thought, and you know, it's not even that the white dove comes back the first time and, you know, okay, the raven didn't do his job and the white one is more talented, I don't know. But it's because she comes back the first time with nothing, and then he releases her a second time and she comes back with the olive branch, and then he releases her a third time and she doesn't come back, and he understands that she found a place to land and everything is okay. So he gave her three chances, and he gave the raven one chance and just forgot about him. And I thought maybe it's because he's black. I don't know. And maybe that's the root of our racism and fears. I don't know. Because we are always... I'm just throwing ideas, you know. But and I was thinking about this story of betrayal, because betrayal is strong in my heart. And I had this... Never mind, it's a long story, but I feel it in my bones, you know, in my marrow. And I was going through this kind of drunk night, and Mikey, she's my girlfriend, and I kept on waking her up, and I said, listen, Noah betrayed the raven, and you have to understand. And she goes, Asaf, please go to sleep, please, just, you've been babbling about the raven for like hours. And I said, no. And then she turned around, and she said, you know what? There's a bigger story of betrayal. She was playing with me. And she said, if the raven really didn't come back, that means he left one single girl raven on that ship. And we know there's ravens today, so she was pregnant or had eggs, you know, she was watching after, and you know, that ship had every, there was snakes with teeth, you know, and pumas and tigers and foxes trying to get her eggs, and he just left her there. And I was baffled by this. There's so many stories of betrayal in that one sentence. And I think that's the beauty of how the Bible is written, that you can find your own stories in it as well, and your own morals and metaphors. And I wanted to write a song about the betrayal of the raven and the raven girl. But I don't know how you say raven in female. But it was too late. I already wrote a song about the betrayal of Noah. And so... Mikey, if you want to write it, just write it yourself. I have this one. It's enough.
Hope is wrong.
She rots in the cage of your make, far away from your eyes. You stripped all the powers to break with your love and your lies. Marooned on an island, you gave her choice. But she's crazy about you. She still waits around for your voice. What kind of sick love is this? You left her to die. Sick love is this that you left for to die? Well, she rots in the cage of your mate as she waits for a sign. Your gun in her hand, but there isn't a choice in her mind. There's skin in your veins, 'cause there's skin in your heart, so there's skin in your blood, but your oceans apart. What kind of sick love is this? You left her to die. What kind of sick love is this? Sorrow's back in your eyes, pulling us to the depth. We could have lasted like planets, but your weight dragged us both to a death. They've been sober around you, and I truly believe it'll suffice. But you're an addict for torture, and sorrow is back. It's back in your eyes. The minor sonatas of Beethoven roll through your hips. For the words you are aching to sing are glued to your lips. They've been burning, the wrongly accused, while you're silently dance. But your beauty was such that they all gladly stood in line for the chance. Fossil of love, a relic, an echoing hymn. Purity that once you delivered dissolved into sand. Lost has escaped and is dancing, but you're hardly able to stand. Won't work off your debt till you strip to your heart and your bone. The love that was once in your veins will dry into stone. The mist and the fog will dance on themselves to a wall. And you finally sing, but I won't be there to hear you call.
Mikey, can I tell the story about the Guero?
No.
I'm going to tell you a story about the Guero. This instrument is called the Guero, what Mikey is holding. Mikey, can you demonstrate? Please. Just flow. No, just...
Oh.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Now, you might think it a simple thing to play the Guero, but one has to master the Guero. It takes years and years to master, And Mikey specifically went to Peru. She was on top of a mountain. There was a small hut with a master guero player. And this guy, he was a Buddhist in Peru. It's a strange story, because it's made up. But anyway, he was living there for 40 years, playing the güero and mastering it into this fine, almost mythical, transcendent kind of thing. Anyway, he didn't speak. He vowed a vow of silence, and he would only converse through the güero. And he got so into it that he could say whatever he wanted in every language just by playing the güero. And it's just about nuances, you know? And I mean, if he wanted to say, please bring me a glass of water, pretty woman, then he would, you know, do. No, come on. Just play with me. Come on, please. Then I'll take it. Now, if I want a glass of water, exactly. And if he said, you know, there's a tiger behind you, be careful. There's a... Some people would get mixed up. No, but I have no place to go with the story. It should have ended with a finger. Yeah. I'm lost now. Anyway. Fuck it. You know, the oldest tree in the world is called Metushelach. He's named after the oldest person in the Bible. I don't know why I know this, but I know this. And he's in California. I think he's in Yellowstone or something. And you know what's sad about Metushelach? He's like 3,000 and something years old. He was here for a long time. And it's sad, the fact that they hide him. Nobody tells you which tree is Metushelach because they're afraid that people would vandalize it. And I'm thinking, who's the asshole who would vandalize the oldest living organism on the planet? And that goes to show you something about people and about trees, I guess. I have nowhere to go with this story as well. I have a lot of stories that I have no place to go. I'll just sing the song. That was awful. If you recorded that, please take it off the camera. There's going to be so much editing this time. Are you guys alive? Can we turn on the light for the audience? Because I'm embarrassed now. I just need a moment. Hi. Hello, people. This is my presidential wave. Hello. How are you doing? I know this is like an intimate acoustic show. And I know it's weird sitting down. But I come from a rock and roll. You can turn off the lights because now it's embarrassing for me. Because... You know how they tell you to, if you're nervous, imagine people naked? I have no idea why they do that, but I imagined you naked until now. And you were beautiful, and you were all blonde and brunettes, and it was just an amazing show up until this very moment. And you killed it for me. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, what I'm saying is, what was I saying? That I come from a rock and roll band. I mean, for the last 5 years, I've been doing kind of rock with a band. And these acoustic shows are still weird for me. I mean, I like the fact that I'm presenting these songs nakedly. But...
He said naked.
anyway, but it's weird for me because I don't know... If you guys being quiet, it's because you're polite and you're listening and you're absorbing the songs... Or it's because you're dead by now from boredom. And it's like paramedics are going to come as soon as I walk out. Can we just like for 5 seconds imagine this is like a rock concert and I say, hey, Budapest, how are you doing? And you go, ah, okay. Hey, how you doing? Okay, you're alive. We can start. Okay. Thank you. There's a tiger behind me.
Speak, baby, speak. Tell me I'm weak. Tell me these promises are not. Tell me I'm ugly, but tell me you love me. Tell me you can't go through this world without me. Oh, I said I'm just a tree. Never thought I'd say this, but I'm little girl still. I don't wanna see you fashion no more. That doesn't mean that I'm a show on the door. I said I'm just a tree. My leaves are well covered up.
Do you have a song in one, maybe? Yeah, I know. If I do one day, I have to go afterwards because everybody's like going to leave.
My anchor.
Yeah, your anchor. I can do that.
Lies,
okay, okay. What?
Too much information.
What?
Your anchor.
Every song. Did you pay the babysitter enough? So I'll do Your Anchor, I'll do Her Lies, I'll do... It's not called One Day. I just want to say it's called Reckoning Song. Just throwing it out there. Just saying, One Day is the remix. And... I personally don't like, but no, it's all good. So I'll do those songs, but first I want to do something else. Why did I add? No, I'm going to do these three songs. And the rest that I ignored, I'm not going to do.
Her cheeks, and when she spoke, an avalanche rolled on them from behind her teeth. Suddenly the carpet was pulled from underneath my feet. When I tried to get close, she just laughed and got beneath the sheets. She said, no, 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 I got it through your arm. She said, no, 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 I gotta prove you wrong. She had them big almond eyes that she gave her away. When she stepped through them, you didn't see the tornadoes. I hear the kind of empty hole that always made up. And she had them dancing shoes that never let her stay. She said, no, 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 I gotta prove you wrong. She said, no, 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 I gotta prove you wrong. She said, she'd be through the day and night. She's a long, pretty baby, honey, don't you kill me. I barely know got that kind of town. Still, I said, baby, you can hear me. And I got right in, thinking that you took me out to test the skin. But my baby, I won't taste all I am. Oh, she's so sweet, 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 sweet. My baby, sweet, skilly dabba diddle bop 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 diddle bop bop skilly diddle bop bop bop. Still I can.
But it would be cool. It's an old Yiddish song. Remind me again how you say cheers? Just one person. Egish? Shigede? Egish Shigede. I think I... You changed it from the last time. It's constant change. I love Hungarian. It's just... It's like this... The oceans. I think I drank more. Thank you.
She said, baby, you're my gold. I said, no, baby, I'm your banker. She said, baby, you're my chains. I said, no, honey, I'm your anchor. And I said, baby, you're my wings. She said, no, you're just a fish. I said, well, baby, you're my dream. She said, no, I'm just your wish. She's a baby, you're my river. I said, no, baby, I'm your drain. She said, well, baby, you're my color. I said, no, honey, I'm just your stain. And I said, baby, you're my diamond. She said, no, baby, I'm just the pick. I said, well, baby, you must be magic. She said, no, honey, I'm just a trick. Just afraid.
Thank you very much. My heart is dry. I don't laugh and I don't cry. I don't think about you all the time. But when I do, I wonder why. You had to go out of my door and leave just like you did before. I know I say that I was shy, but rich men can't imagine, Pa. One day, baby, we'll be old. Oh, baby, we'll be old and think about all the stories that we could have told. One day, baby, we'll be old. Oh, baby, we'll be old and think about all the stories that we could have told. So one day, baby, we'll be old. Oh, baby, we'll be old and think about all the stories that we could have told. Little me and little you kept doing all the things they do. They never really think it through, like I could never think it true. Here I go again, the blame, the guilt, the pain, the hurt, the shame, the founding fathers of our blame. That stuck in heavy clouds of rain. One day, baby, we'll be old. Oh, baby, we'll be old and think about the stories that we could have told. One day, baby, we'll be old. Oh, baby, we'll be old and think about the stories that we could have told. Said one day, baby, we'll be old. Oh, baby, we'll be old and think about the stories that we could have told. Thank you very much. It was a beautiful evening. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hope to see you again soon. Mikey?
szeretnék egy örvendetes hírt bejelenteni.
Az élen járó úttörő jutalma egy álomutazás.
Mi találtunk ám egy embert.
A kiválasztottat nem egyszerű megtalálni.
Bodónak vagy Balognak hívják.
Eljuthat valaha az álmok földjére?
Tibort nem akarom elengedni.
53 magyar film, a Magyar Művészeti Akadémia válogatása, a magyar filmtörténet legnagyobb alkotásaiból. Jutalomutazás. Dárdai István és Szalai Györgyi filmjét ma este tekinthetik meg a Dunán.
Egy lány.
Adi Endre. A legszebb férfi, akit valaha is láttam.
Szerelem.
Legjobban szeretném fölpakolni és elvinni.
Engem elvenni lehet, és nem elvinni.
Elmúlás.
Maga a legnagyobb magyar költözvegye. Ez szerint kell viselkednie.
És a fájdalom, amit egy életen átvisel.
Üdvönök és üresek a napjaim. Nem találok kapaszkodót.
Csinszka.
Annyi mindent akartam csinálni.
Csütörtökön, 21 óra 15 perckor, a Dunán.
Az igazság fáj.
Neked kell folytatnod a munkát.
Az igazság veszélyes.
Mostantól a nyomunkban lesznek.
Úgy gondolom, hogy bizonyos határokat nem szabad átlépni. Különben maga az állam válik terroristává.
Tudnom kell, ki öltenek.
Az igazság halálos.
Kinek dolgozom? Ki fizet?
Biztos, hogy tudni akarod?
Titkok és szolgálatok. A sorozat folytatódik pénteken 21 óra 15 perckor a Dunán.
Unicredit fotózás, figyelem!
Miközben mindig a legjobbat keressük, szeretnénk pont nélkül haladni céljaink felé. De ha esik, ha fúj, mindig segíthet egy jó partner, aki prímán passzol hozzánk.
Az élet csupa változás és lehetőség. Számíthat ránk. A Prima számlacsomag feltételek nélkül nyújt önnek díjmentes szolgáltatásokat akciónk ideje alatt, sőt, további Prima kedvezményeket is talál. A részletekről érdeklődjön fiókjainkban.
Na, itt jó helyen vagy!
Mitől Husqvarna a Husqvarna? Nem a 300 éves mérnöki tapasztalattól, nem a részletekre való odafigyeléstől, nem is a szakértelemtől, vagy a folyamatos teszteléstől, és nem attól, hogy ez a Husqvarna valamennyi termékére igaz. Ettől Husqvarna a Husqvarna!